We begin the current daf, Masechta Kedushin daf Ayin Beis. We begin 7 lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion with the previous daf, discussing the yichus, the pure lineage that applied to Bavel, and the parameters, the area of what is considered Bavel for this halacha. So Amar Rama Bar Abba says, Chavel Yama, which is the name of a place, is Tchelso de Bavel. The word is from the word of Khalil. It's the crown and it's the splendor of Bavel. In other words, for this halacha of Yuchsin that we said that Bavel is the highest level of lineage that you could expect from a person. So Chavel Yama is from the highest of that. And Shunya Vaguvya, which are the names of places, are Tchil to the Chavel Yama. They're the glory of Chavel Yama itself. So Bavel is the best. In Bavel is Chavel Yama. And in Chavel Yama is Shunya Vaguvya. They're the highest levels of Yichas. Ravina Ami says, Av Tzitzera, also this place Tzitzera is also considered from the Khalil, from the splendor of Chavel Yama. Tanya Mahochi, similar in the Braisa. Chodim ben Pechas Omer, he says, Chavel Yama Tchil to the Bavel, that this place Chavel Yama is the highest level of Yichus of Bavel, and Shunya Begubi Vitzitzera are Tchil to the Chavel Yama. In that place Chavel Yama, the highest level of standards are in those three places of Shunya, Gubia, and Tzitzera. Now, Omer HaPapi gives, however, a disclaimer. Says Ve'idna, but in today's times, I arva b'hu kutai, now the Kutayans who don't have that yichus of the Jewish people already got intermarried, mixed in, and therefore it lost that status. Now the Gemara, however, comments, V'lohi, it's not true. Actually, the Kutayim did not get mixed into the people of those places in Bavel. It's just that rumors had come out because itzahu d'boi minayu. There was a Kuti that had requested a wife for himself from one of those places. And therefore, word was going around, oh, Kutayim are getting married in. But Veloy Havalei, actually, the truth is they didn't give him a wife, and therefore says the Gemara that it still has those high levels of Yichus standards in those places. Now, the Gemara says, my Chavel Yama, what is considered Chavel Yama, which has the highest levels of Yichus? Amir Papi says, Zub Fedras de Bursi. This is the area of the Euphrates near Bursi. Now, the Gemara continues on this halacha regarding the levels of Yichus above, that Ahu Gavra, the Amalhu, there was a certain man that told to the people, Anom in Shait Mishait. I'm from this place, Shait Mishait. So Amir Yitzchak Nafchal Raglav Amas, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafchal got up on his feet and he said, Shait Mishait, Bein Hanahoris Aymedis. This place, Shait Mishait, is between the rivers of the Tigris and the Euphrates, between the Chidekel and these two rivers, which is where Bavel is between. Now, on that, the Gemara asked, so what's the big deal? Why do they have to get up and make this announcement that it's between the two rivers? So Amar Baya, Amar B'cham Bar-Okva, Amar B'Yisir, Amar B'chanin, he says, because Bein HaNaharis, the area that's between the two rivers, Harehi K'Goyla L'Yuchsin, has the halachic standards as what's called the Goyla, which was what Pumbadis was called, as the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, because that's where the majority of the Asper was, that has the same level, just like Pumbadisa has a high level of Yichus. So to any area that's where Bavel is, which is between these two rivers of the Tigris and the Euphrates, so this place also has the same high level of standards. Now, V'hecha Kaima, where is this place, Shait Mishait, which he was saying has this high level of Yichus? So Amr Yechon says, Mi'ihi Dekira, it's from this place, Ihi Dekira, which is on by the Euphrates, which is actually above all the place we said in the previous daf that's considered part of Bavel for Yichus, Ula'el, and further up. Now that the Gemara asked, but V'am Rabbi Yechon Rechon said previously that the Yichus of Bavel by the Euphrates is Admavarta de Gizmas, only until the Gizma crossing, and not more than that. And this is actually further up. How can you say this is Miyuchas like Bein HaNa'aris? So Amabaya says there's Ritzua Nafka. There's actually a strip that goes out on a diagonal from this Gizma crossing, which actually circumvents those invalid people until it goes above Eid Dikir, because actually Eid Dikir is from Psulim. It's not considered Miyuchas. Now, Shait Mishait is by the edge of that strip, by the Euphrates. So you're right, it really stops earlier on, but there's a small strip that goes out, which is where there was still more Ksherim that had settled, and Shait Mishait has that same halacha as Bein HaNaharis, which it is by the Euphrates, as Pumbadisa, as the rest of Bavel. Continuing these halachas, Amar Rav Ika Bar Oven, Amar Rav Chananel, Amar Rav, he says, Chalzain, this river, Nehavnd, Hareik Geil Yuchsin, they have the halachic status as, again, as Geila, as Pumbadisa, for the halachas of Yichas. Now, Amli Abaya said, Loi Tzitzisulei, actually, don't listen to what Rav Ika Bar Oven is saying in the name of Chananel, Amar Rav, because Yevamah, he did not lay hasam, it's actually, his brother died without any children. and left a wife, a Yavama, for him to do Yibim for over there. And therefore, since he's going to do Yibim, he wants her to be a Miyuchasa, so therefore he's saying he has a high level of Yichas, but actually it's not the case. So he said, what do you mean? Atu didihi? What do you think? It's my halacha, he said. It's Rav Chananlehi. As he was saying over the name, it's Rav Chananle's halacha. Don't believe me. He says this halacha. So Azul Shailul, Rav Chananle, when they asked Rav Chananle, and Amalu, he said to them, Hachi Amar Rav, this is what Rav says. Chalzan, Nehavend, Harek, Gil Yuchsin has halachic status for a high level of yichas, as it does in Pabadisa. Now the Gemara, however, says, Upligid Rabab Bakan, this halacha, Rav Chananle Amar Rav, disputes what Rav Abba Bar Kahana says. Because Amar Rav Abba Bar Kahana, he says, and as we'll see, one of the places is this place of Chalzan Havind, where we see that he considers it not Miyuchasim. Because he says, Ma'adif said, what does it say in the Pasuk in Malachim Beis, which is talking about by the 10 Shvatim, which were sent into exile by Sancheiriv? So it says, V'yanchim b'chalach u'b'chavar, so he settled them, he took them out of Eretz Yisrael, these Aseres HaShvatim, and he saw them in Chalach, in Chavar, Nahar Gaizen, Va'ari Madai. So the Gemara explains, what are these places? Chalach, Zu Chalzain, which is one of the places we mentioned. Chavar, Zu Hadyav. Nahar Gaizen, Zu Ginzik. Ari Madai, Zu Chamden, Mechavar. Said this is reference to Chamden and its neighboring areas. V'amilad, some say Zu Nahavend, Mechavar. Said Nahavend and neighboring areas. So, and the Gemara clarifies my chaver. So, what's the neighboring areas? Amar Shmuel, Chrach, Mushche, Chayske, Verumke. Now, Amar Bichan had said, the Kulam Lipsul. All these places where Sancheiriv had taken the Aseres HaShvatim and taken them into exile into these places, all these places where the Aseres HaShvatim had gone, they got intermarried with non Jews who married their daughters. Now the halacha is, as the Gemara says in Yevamistav Memheim and Alf, even if you say regarding a non-Jew or a slave that cohabits and has a child from a Jewish woman, even if you say that the child is not a mamzer, which there are those who say, but at least it's going to be a pogum, it's not going to be from a pure, untainted lineage, a high level of a siyichas, and therefore you see that these places, including this place that the halacha of Chanan HaMarav had said, are kulon lepsul, again the contrast to Rav's halacha, which had said that those places are kosher. Now the Gemara says in reference to the halacha of Shmuel that was just said that Kesalka Daita, the assumption of the Gemara was Meishre Hainu Mushchane, that this place of Mushre, which Shmuel had said is the area of Chavri Se, which is from the place where the Aseres HaShvatim were, which we said are Kulan Lepsul, the assumption was it's the same place as Mushchane. Now V'amar Reb Chibar Avin Amar Shmuel, the question what that was Shmuel himself says Mushchane Arei Kegel Liyuchsin, the Mushchane has a high level of Yichas as it does of Pumbedisa. And Mushche was saying is puzzle. So the Gemara says, Ela Mushche l'chod u'mushchane l'chod. Obviously, those are two different places, and that Mushchani has a high level of Yichas, and Mushche does not. Now the Gemara continues and references because it goes and mentions from the places that we just mentioned before. So the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Daniel. The pasuk here is talking about the vision that Daniel had, and he saw the Chaya Hashniya, the second animal. He was seeing different animals which were referring to different nations that were going to conquer the world. So the second one appeared like a bear, which is a reference, as the Gemara will shortly quote, to the Persians. So it says, Uslos ilin befuma, and there were three ribs in the bear's mouth, which in the mouth sounds like it was inside. Now then it says, Bein shineb, between its teeth, which sounds like that it's sticking out. So how do we understand it? Is it inside or is it in, or is it outside? So Amar Bichan says, what are these three ribs a reference to? It's a reference to these three places, Uchalzon, Hadyav, Vinitzivin. And that's why we're mentioning this Gemara, reference to Chalzon, which we just said before. Shepa'amim by Lassan, that sometimes the Persians, the beer, would rule over these places. In other words, it would be swallowed in. That's the reference to when it was in its mouth. Upa'amim poltasan, and sometimes it would spit it out. In other words, that's the reference when it's between its teeth, which is sticking out, that sometimes they didn't rule over it. Now, moreover, it says over there in the Pasuk in Daniel, it says, Va'aru, and behold, Cheva Achari, there was another animal, Tanina, a second one, Damuladev, which was comparable to a bear, which the Gemara now is explaining this part of who it was talking about, and then it said it had three ribs in its mouth, so who's the bear a reference to? It says, Tan Rav Yosef, V'yosef Torah Brisa, the Elu Parsiyim, it's a reference to the Persians, Sha'eichlin B'sheisin Kedev, that they eat and they drink like beer, Okasur Valin Kedev, and they're also fat, which is, that's the musabon, is a term of thickness and fattiness, like a beer. Umagadlan sarkadev, and they grow here like a beer. They also don't have any rest, any peace, like a beer, where even when it's tied up, the beer is constantly coming and going. That's what the Persians are like. As the Gemara says, the Rebbe Ami, Kabachazi parsed the Rachab, when he would see a Persian riding, Amar, he would say, Hainu Duba Naida, that's a roving beer. Again, because that's what the Persians were like. Continuing on this theme of the Persians, Amali Rebbe Lelevi. Rebbe said to Levi, now, Levi was very good at mashalim, as a metaphor, as a comparison. So Rebbe said to Levi, Haraini Parsim, show me the Persians. In other words, give me a good analogy of what the Persians are compared to. So Amalei said to him, Daimim lechayolish al beis David, they could be compared to the army of the household of David, which were very mighty. That's what the Persians are like. So then Rebbe said to him, Harini Chavarm, show me the Chavarm, which were a people near the Persians in proximity, which they were very destructive, and they were actually more harmful than the Persians themselves. So he said, Daimim lemalachi chavola, they could be compared to the destructive angels. So he said, Harini Ishmaelim, show me the Arabs. So he said, Daimin le Seirin shall beis akis. He said they're similar because they wear black to the demons that are in the lavatory. So he said, Harein yil tamid chacham shem b'bavel. He says, show me an analogy to the Talmudic scholars in Bavel. He says, Daimin le malachei sharas. They're similar to the ministering angels, where because the tamid chachamim in Bavel would wear white and they would be cloaked like malachei sharas. Now continuing on, Rabbi. The Gemara says, and related to this discussion of our topic of Yichas, ki hava nicha nafshe de Rebbe, when Rebbe was passing away, so there was prophecy that was coming out of his mouth. Amar, he said as follows, he says, Haimanya, he said this name of this city called Haimanya, Ike Babel, is such a place in Babel. Kul Amanoi, although we know Babel is Miuchas, but he says all those people in that place are from Amon, which we know that Amon, no matter how much, even if they convert, the men are always forbidden to marry into the Jewish people. Masgaria says that the city Masgaria and all these places are cities. Ika Babel, there's such a city like this in Babel. Kula de Mamzerihi, again, although it's in Babel, they're all Mamzerim. Birka Ika Babel, he says there's a place called Birka in Babel. Now, Shnei Acham Yash, there's two brothers over there. Shemachlif and Nishasim Zelazah, that they swap wives one with the other. It says Birsa de Satya Ika Babel, there's a place Birsa of Satya, meaning the word term Satya actually means that they turned away. So, because it's actually referenced that they turned away from Hashem, and Rebbe's explaining what happened that made them turn away from the path of Judaism, of Yiddishkeit, says there's such a place like this in Babel. Hayim sar ma'achar ha'makam. Today they have turned away from Hashem. Why? The akve pira b'charvi b'shabata, because the pond that had fish over there had overflowed on Shabbos. The ozel b'tzaduhu b'shabata, and then the people who wanted to get those fish, now that it overflowed and the fish were out on land, they went to capture it to do tzedah, which is a malacha on Shabbos, to do that. V'shamtina Rabbi Achir, excommunicated them, because here they're doing malachas b'fahesis on Shabbos, chil Shabbos, and v'ish temoid. And therefore they went and they became apostates, they went off from the path of Judaism, because they threw it all away. That was today, he said, Rebbe was saying as he was passing away. Moreover, he said, Akur de Agma Ikab Bavel, there's a place Akur de Agma in Bavel. And Adabarahava Yeshba, there's a person over there, Adabarahava, as we continue in Talmud Beis, Hayom Yeshu Bechikah Shel Avram. Today, he's sitting in the bosom of Avram Avinu. Which, as Rashi says, some say that means that he passed away today. And therefore, that's obviously not the famous Rav Adabarahava that's mentioned many times in the Gemara. Or Rashi says, the interpretation is, what does it mean he's sitting today in the lap of Avram Avinu, is that he's nichnes lebris shel Avram Avinu, which is the bris milah. And that is a reference to the Rav Adabarahava, who lived a long time from when Rebbe passed away until later generations, even to the days of Rav Nachman Yitzchak, as Gemara says about Basad of Chav Beis Amid Aleph. Moreover, Rebbe said, as he's passing away, Hayim nilad Rabbi Huda b'Bavel. Today, the day that he's passing away, Rabbi Huda was born in Bavel. Where the Amar Marcus, the master, says in explanation of what's the understanding of this phenomena, Kishemes Rebbe Kiva Neulad Rebbe. When Rebbe Kiva passed away, Rebbe was born. Kishemes Rebbe, when Rebbe passed away, Neulad Rebbe Huda was born. Kishemes Rebbe Huda, when Rebbe Huda passed away, Neulad Rava was born. Kishemes Rava, Neulad Ravashi. When Rava passed away, Ravashi was born. Lametcha, what does this come to teach you? She'ein tzadik niftim neulam, that a righteous person does not pass away from this world, atcha nivra tzadik kemoisa, until another righteous person is created like him. Shneim, like it says the pasuk in Kehelet, Vizarach Hashemesh uvo Hashemesh, that the sun rises and the sun sets, meaning, as we find similar, actually kavsa shemesh shel eli, until the son of Eli, meaning his greatness, such a great son to get the world, didn't become extinguished yet. Zarcha Shem Shal Shmuel HaRamasi. So already the son of Shmuel, the famous Shmuel from Navi, HaRamasi, from remote, his son was rising. In other words, Hashem first brings in another tzaddik before he takes away the previous tzaddik. Shem, like it says, the pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, it says, V'neir elikirm terem yichba, the light of God, before it was extinguished, meaning before Eli passed away, Ushmuel Sheikha Begayim Shmuel was laying down, in other words, a reference to the Nebuah that he had, which was the beginning of his leadership of the Jewish people. Now going back to this Haimanya that we mentioned on Amud Aleph, so the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Eicha, that says, Tziva Hashem LeYaakov, that Hashem commanded to Yaakov, Sivivav Tzarav, that those around him should be his adversaries. In other words, the ones who were the adversaries, the troublemakers for the Jewish people when they were in their land of Eretz Yisrael, which is a reference to Amon Amayev, where they were the worst neighbors for the Jewish people, as the Gemara says in Chelek and Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Vav Mebeis, that Amon Amayev were these terrible neighbors of Yerushalayim. Those were the ones who were commanded to surround the Jewish people also in their exile in the diaspora, where Rabbi Huda Amar, he gives an example, Kigen Hamanya Lefumnara, like Hamanya to from Nahara, because as we said from Rebbe's Nevuah as he was passing away, that he says that this Hamanya was all people of Amon, where Sancheiriv put them in Bavel, and they would paint the Jewish people who were right next to them in from Nahara. So we see that they were all Amonim in Bavel because Hashem wanted those who painted the Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael would do the same in the diaspora. Now the Gemara introduces the next discussion, which will then reference back to something that we said in the previous Gemara. Gemara quotes a pasuk in Yechezkel that says, "Vehiki hi navi." Yechezkel says that it was when I was prophesizing, "Ufalatyahu ben Benayahu meis," and Flatyahu, the son of Benayahu, had died. "Ve'apol apanei," says Yechezkel, "and I fell on my face." "Ve'ezer kol gadol va'aymer," and I screamed out a large voice, and I said, "Aha, woe, Adonai Hashem, my master Hashem." Now, Rav Shmuel is a machlikis Rav Shmuel. Chad Amar L'Toyva, one says that it was for the good. In other words, he was mourning, he was crying, the prophet, over the death of Flatyahu ben Benayahu, who is good. Chad Amar L'Ra, one says it was actually for the bad. In other words, it was bad to him that this Flatyahu had died a peaceful death. So the Gemara explains. Man Amar L'Toyva, the one that says that he held Flatyahu in high esteem, and therefore he was crying over his death, was Kiha, was because like the following incident. This Tandidur de Meshon, the ruler of Meshon, was Chasani de Nebuchadnezzar. He was the son-in-law of Nebuchadnezzar, who he was the one that did the whole Chubin Beis Hamikdash Harishon and took them all into Bavel. So Meshon, which was near this area, the ruler of that place was the son-in-law of the king of Nebuchadnezzar. So Shalach Leh, he sent his father-in-law, Mikule Haishavya de Isislach, from all the captives that you took for yourself. Can't you send us any of them? In other words, you took all the Jewish people, send us some Jews that could be slaves for us. Now, Baylish Durulim Yisrael. So Nebuchadnezzar wanted to send him some of the Jewish people that were in Gullus and Bavel to Meshon. So Amalei Filat Yahu ben Benayahu. So this leader of the Jewish people, Filat Yahu, said to Nebuchadnezzar, Ananda Hashvinan, we are distinguished, the royal people, that's why everyone wants to conquer the Jewish people. Neku mikama chacha, we should serve you here, because you're the king, we should serve you. Va'avdi neiz lohasim, our slaves should go over there and serve your son-in-law in Meshon. Now, Va'amanavi, and therefore the prophet said, Misha asa teva b'Yisrael, the one that did such a great favor to the Jewish people, that he saved the people who went to exile from being slaves to slaves, which were Meshon, Yamas b'chatzi yamav, should die in halfway through his life. And therefore he was mourning over that. Why is it that he died so young? Now, man dam l'ra, but the other one, either Rav or Shmuel, who said that it was actually, he was a bad person, t'chsiv, like it says a pasuk in Yechezkel, says, Yechezkel says, v'tavei eisi el shar beis Hashem akadmani, the wind came and took me to the eastern gate of the house of Hashem, ha'pain nekadima, that faces eastward, v'hine, behold, b'pesach hashar, in the opening of the gate, were esrim v'chamisha ish, were 25 men, the Arab Besaychim, and I saw amongst them was Esyaz, Yahu ben Azur, and Vespal Yahu ben Yahu, this Flat Yahu ben Yahu, who was Sariam, were the leaders of the people. Now, Chsev, it says a previous pasuk in Yechezkel, it says, Vayave Isi el Chatzar Beis Hashem Apanimus, that he brought me to the inner courtyard of the household of Hashem, Behold, by the opening of the Heichal of the sanctuary of Hashem, which was Beinu Ulam and Beinu Mezbech, between the antechamber, which was the opening of the actual Heichal itself, and between the Mezbech, were like 25 men. Again, reference to those previous 25 men. Acharem el Heichal Hashem, their back was to the sanctuary of Hashem, ufneim kedma, and their face was facing eastward. Now, the question on this pasuk is, mimash meshenem ufneim kedma, from the fact that we know that their face were facing towards eastward, any idea, don't I know that their back was facing towards the west, which was towards the western part of the Azar, of the courtyard? So, what does it teach us more by saying that their back was towards the Heichal of Hashem? Rather, Malamud comes to teach that actually, literally, their back was towards the Heichal, which was Shehoyu Mafriin Atzma, where they were relieving themselves, they were uncovering themselves, Umasrizin Atzma Klabimala, and they were relieving themselves and throwing it towards the, so to speak, Hashem Yizbarach. Now, therefore, for Kama Navi, that's what the Prophet was saying. Misha Asa Ra Hazis B'Yisrael, the one who does such evil things amongst the Jewish people, Yamas Al Mitasa, he should die peacefully on his bed. So those are, again, the two different interpretations, if it was L'Ra or L'Teva. Now, that the Gemara says, Tistayim D'Shmuel D'Am L'Ra, because as it was given over, it wasn't, didn't say who, which one of Rabbi Shmuel had said which interpretation. Now the Gemara is proving that obviously Shmuel is the one that said that he was a bad person. In other words, because Shmuel obviously does not hold like the interpretation that says there was L'Teva, that he had done good because he had sent the Jewish slaves to Meshon, because from the fact that Shmuel himself says that from Meshon there is no concern of Avdus, as the Gemara will explain, obviously that there are no Avodim that were there. As the Gemara says, the Amr B'chibar Oven Amr Shmuel had said, Mushchani, as we mentioned this on Amr Aleph, Harehi Kegei L'Yuchsim, he says, Mushchani has a high level of Yichus, as it does of Pumbedis in for Yuchsim. Now Meshon, and this is an important one, he says, Loi Chashul, he says, there's no concern, Loi Mashem Avdus, not for slavery, V'loi Mashem Mamzerim, so not for any Mamzerim. Ella, rather, the concern of Meshon was, Kahanim Shahayubah, the Kahanim that were there in Meshon, Lo Hikpidu Ala Grushas, they weren't concerned about marrying Grushas, which obviously creates Chalalim, but there's no Mamzeris, which is worse, for a prohibition of marrying into the kol, and there's no problem of avdus. So one thing we see clearly, says the Gemara, is that Shmuel is the one who says that this Pelatyo had done bad, which was again, he's from the 25 people, and not good, because if he was the one that did good, he sent Avadim to Meshon, and then there should be concern of marrying people of Meshon because of the yichus of Avadim. So that the Gemara says, no, lo ilam emloch, truthfully I could tell you, that Shmuel amal ha-tayba, he could be the one that said that Pelatyo had done good. And he's the one who says that he had sent the slaves to Meshon. Now, so why did Shmuel say that there's no concern about Avdus and Meshon? Because the Shmuel Tamei, Shmuel goes according to his opinion mentioned elsewhere, Dhamma, that he says, Hamafkar Avdus, if someone makes his slave ownerless, doesn't give him a get shecher, just says, you're ownerless, Yotze L'Cheres, he goes free, and Ve'in Tzarch get shecher, neither does he need to have a document of emancipation to be permitted to marry a Jewish person. Shnema, because like it says in the pasuk in Shmais, says Shmuel, Kol Evet Ish Miknas Kesef. It says in the pasuk that every slave of a man who is the acquisition of his money. Now the question is, why is it called an Evet Ish, the slave of a man? What, the loy Evet Isha, not the slave of a woman? What, the slave of a woman doesn't have any different halacha than the slave of a man. Ella, rather, what does it mean? When it says Evet Ish, Evet Sheishli Rishus L'Rabbi Alav Kari Evet. It's only a slave who has a master that on top of him who is called the slave. Evet she'in l'rabbi rishus lov in kar evet, a slave who doesn't have a master who has rights to him, because he was mafgrim, is not called a slave. Now, therefore, that's what the Gemara says here also, by these slaves who were stolen from the Jewish people and were forcibly taken by Nebuchadnezzar to his son-in-law in Meshon, they were meyayish, they gave up. That's what's called in halacha hefker, as we find out, same thing in Gittin, Daf Lamed Tes, and Beis, when he says, I gave up from that person my slave, he's considered hefker. So, because since he's giving up, he gives up his rights to it, and therefore, again, that's why it's called hefker, for that halachic purpose. So Shmuel holds that, yes, although they were avadim, but they weren't avadim anymore because they became free people from the fact that they were hefker because the owners had given up on them, and therefore they're like regular Jewish people, gerim, and that's why there's no concern about avdus in the people of Meshon. Now, going back to the halacha of our Mishnah, so Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, he says, Zu, a Mishnah that said, that it said there were 10 levels, that's what it says, Asar Yuchsin, 10 different levels of Yichus had gone up to Eretz Yisrael, including all the Psulim, which sounds like that all the different lands do not have a chazaka of yichus, except for Bavel, where that's what the Gemara said in the beginning of the parak, that our Mishnah supports Rebbe Lazar, who he said that Ezra was meyachas Bavel, because generally all the places of the world have all these intermarried and all these psulim. But when they left Bavel, he took out all the psulim and took them up to Eretz Yisrael. So we find that essentially, that really only Bavel is the one that really is like a seilas nakiyah, that's pure, and you could assume that the person is kosher. Now, that's what Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel says, that is Divrei Rebbe Meir. That's the opinion of Rebbe Meir. But the sages disagree with our Mishnah. They say, Kol ha-rotzis b'cheskes kashrus heimayim. They say, every single land, we assume when there's a Jewish person, that he has a halachic pure lineage of being a kosher, that you can marry that type of person. You don't have to be concerned that maybe there's a mamzer or an asinim or any other people that are not allowed to marry the Jewish people. Now, the Gemara illustrates with a story. A Meimer shorid le Rav Huna bar Nosna. A Meimer permitted Rav Huna bar Nosna leminsev itza mechuzyasa to marry a woman from Mechuza, which was not within the halachic boundaries of Bavel, which was said regarding the halachas of Yichus. So Amalei Rav Ashi said to him, "My daitach, what's your understanding? Why do you let him do this? Because the Amr of Yehuda Amr Shmuel Zudiv Remeir, because the previous halacha that the Gemara just mentioned in the name of Shmuel, that our mission is only like Remeir. But Aval Chacham, but the sages say, Kol Ratz is Becheskes Kashrus Heinam. But all the other lands do have the halacha of an assumption of Kashrus. And that he says, but Behobei Rav Kahana Lemas Nehachi. But the yeshiva of Kahana didn't teach in the name of Shmuel like this. Rather, as we had mentioned in the previous daf, that Kol Ratz is Becheskes Psulas. All the other lands have a chazaka of Pasul. And Rabbi Huda Amar Shmuel says that all the lands are considered Isa, like an intermarried, mixed like a dough, that you can't tell who's kosher, who's not. So although you have this one individual who's saying halacha of Shmuel that it's okay, but you have the yeshiva of Kan who doesn't say like this. Ube Rav Papa le Masnachi, the yeshiva of Papa doesn't say like this. Ube Rav Zvid le Masnachi, the yeshiva of Zvid didn't say like this. They all say over the name of Shmuel that all the arotzes are pasul. So how are you relying on this halacha of Rabbi Huda Mer Shmuel that all the other arotzes from the chachamim are going to be kasher? So Zigamah Filachi le Kibla Bnei. In spite of this, that he didn't accept what he said. From the Shmuel, Rav Zvid in Narda, because he himself, I heard from Zvid from Narda, who actually says the reason why he calls Rav Zvid from Narda is because it's not the regular Rav Zvid that we just mentioned before. It's specifically Rav Zvid from Narda, who he said over this halach in the name of Shmuel that all the other rotzes, according to the Chachamim, are Becheskes Kashrus. And therefore he was able to let this Rav Huna bar Nosna marry a woman from Mechuza. Now continuing on this discussion about Psulim, so the Gemara says, Tarnabon within the Braisa, Mamzeri Vinesini, two types of people that are not supposed to marry into the Jewish people, Tahayim La'asad Lava, in the future, they will be purified in regards to their yichus regarding the Jewish people. That's the Rebbe Yisi. Rebbe Yisi says, no, they're not going to be purified. But the pasuk already says in Yechezkel regarding the prophecy of the future, I will spray upon you purifying waters, and you'll be purified. So you see that those of the Jewish people will be purified. So Amalei Rebbe Meir says no. When the pasuk says that, what am I purifying you? From all your impurities and all your filth, it's from that that Hashem will purify. But not from this forbidden relations of like a mamzer and the sinim, they're still going to be forbidden to the Jewish people. Now, Amalei Rebbe Yisi responded to him. He says, no, when the pasuk says, Atar Eschem, I will purify you, that's another additional terminology of purification. That comes to tell you that even from mamzeris, although these people are forbidden now to marry to the Jewish people, ultimately they'll be purified from those impurities. Now, so the Gemara asks, Bishlam Remei, we understand the coin to Remeir. That's what it says, the pasuk in Zechariah. It says, V'yashiv mamzer ba'ashtud. It says that in the future, that there will be a mamzer who will be settled in Ashdod. Now, what that says is that because the mamzerim will be separated, and they'll be by themselves in Ashdod. El Rabbi Yasi, but according to Rabbi Yasi, ma v'yashiv mamzer ba'ashtud, what does it mean that the mamzer will be in Ashdod as if it will be separated from the rest of the Jewish people if there's not going to even be mamzerim, because they're going to be purified in the future? So the Gemara says, no, could the Metargum Rav Yisuf, like Rav Yisuf said over that, the Aramaic interpretation of that pasuk, Yesun Beis Yisrael L'Reichatzin Ba'arahim, that the Jewish people will be settled peacefully in their land, which that's the Aramaic interpretation of Vayeshev, of a Yoshav, they have a damu balu nuchron, because they were who were are compared to foreigners, which that's actually the Aramaic translation of mamzer. What the pasuk is saying is v'yashav ha'am, that the people will settle, meaning that they were separated as if they were mamzerim from their land and they were chased away. They will then resettle in Ashdod, because as Rashi says, that's also part of the actual boundary of Eretz Yisrael, where Yeshua had separated to them, even though it wasn't conquered in his days, as the pasuk says in Yeshua Perek Yud Gimel. So it's not actually a reference to Mamzerim, because there's not going to be Mamzerim. It's a reference to the Jewish people who were like Mamzerim, today's times, from their land, they're going to be ultimately be reunited in Eretz Yisrael. I'm Rabbi Huda, Amar Shmuel, he says, Allah is like Rabbi Yisi, that in the future, the Jewish people will all be purified, even the Mamzerim. Amar Rabbi Yisi says, Ilav da'am Rabbi Huda, Amar Shmuel. Halacha Rabbi Yisi. It's not for Rabbi Huda Mishmul Paskin Halacha like Rabbi Yisi, and that's how the halacha is going to be. Have a Asa Eliyahu, so Eliyahu Hanavu would come. Mapik Minan, he would remove from us, from the Jewish people in the future. Tzavrani, Tzavarni, which is a term of groups and groups of Koilorin, of people in shackles, because there would be so many impurities in the Jewish people of intermarriage and forbidden relations, that so many mamzerim and so forth, that if not for the halacha was that they would be purified in the future, there would be groups and groups of Jewish people that would have to be removed from the Jewish people in the future.